By the way, what on earth is really happening? Is it climate change or biblical predictions coming true? Stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, Timothy 3, verse 1, he writes, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times." And if you continue and read the following verses, Paul is describing some of the events and behaviors that will take place before the Lord Jesus returns. Well, here we are in the 21st century, and it seems that all of a sudden, really crazy things are happening all over the world. There have been news reports of giant swarms of locusts devastating entire regions. Unusual and extreme storms are confounding meteorologists. Earthquakes and volcanic activity are on the rise. Dangerous diseases are sweeping across the globe. And it's just been one thing after another. And many more people are getting concerned about what could be ahead if events continue to escalate like this. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is with his disciples and was asked a question about end times. This is Jesus' reply. "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." Now, those are the words of Jesus, and it's just like it's happening today. Having read the words of Paul to Timothy and the words of Christ to disciples, let's take a quick overview of what they meant. Extreme weather patterns all over the world. Armies of locusts destroying crops. Famines, poverty, the coronavirus, H1N1 swine flu, H5N1 and H5N8 bird flu, African swine fever, Ebola, Ebola outbreaks, earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, wars and rumors of wars all over the world, increasing violence and crime, floods, financial uncertainty, mass migration, political unrest, and an ongoing Middle East crisis, mental health issues, increasing suicide rates, drugs, human trafficking, both adults and children, rising anti-Semitism, racism, gender dysphoria, Christianity being marginalized, and so many other issues facing today's world. With all this happening in the world, one of the primary messages the news media keeps putting out is that because of climate change, the lifespan of the world and human race is decreasing at a fast pace. So I ask again, with all the things that I've read, is it really climate change or biblical predictions coming true? Are we near to the time of the end, as the scriptures refer to? Can you recall a time in your lifetime, not history, your lifetime, when we have been hit by crisis after crisis like this? Can you recall a time when the world has felt so fragile and uncertain? If you're confused about what's going on, or in future, or the fear of the future and what is coming upon the earth, let me encourage you to go to the Bible, read and study it for yourself. If you're new to the Bible, start in the Gospel of John. A non-Christian friend of mine once told me they had decided to start reading the Bible and thought the best place to begin was the book of Revelation. Without finishing it, they said, they put it down as they were so frightened because it read like today's newspaper. If Bible prophecy concerning the return of Christ is coming to pass, I only have one thing to say to you. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.